Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
We are live from E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. I'm Leo Laporte with Brian Brushwood and our gaming consultant and guru.
Indeed.
Glenn Rubenstein. Hi, Glenn.
Howdy.
So earlier today, both you and Brushwood, Schwood as we know him,
yes,
went to the Nintendo press conference.
Yes.
And were able to see the brand new Wii U.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, we saw the movies, we saw the demonstrations for it, a bunch of innovative applications for their, obviously, they're pushing their controller very hardcore, and they mentioned that if we came later today, we would be able to get hands-on with the prototype. Now, they made it very clear that this isn't going to be actual gameplay, but rather proof of concept of the type of things that they could do with the innovative new controller.
So,
then those guys were,
it's interesting because we're going to go see the Wii U. Let's go. On the live view, that's what we're using to stream here. We are live from the conference center. Now, that's a good look. I like that. Hi, Fish Girl. I think Admiral Akbar's child. The live view allows us using 3G, but I mean bonded 6 3Gs, to stream live. I'm thinking that big white thing is
that's got to be.
Look, Klondike. Oh, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I would ask pretty please.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Glenn, what would you do for? Oh, you don't eat that stuff. I'll have a Klondike bar.
Oh my gosh.
All right. What would you do
this
for a Klondike bar?
Where we hand it over to Glenn. You're like, Glenn, why don't you talk into the mic for a bit?
Characters on display.
This is pretty cool.
Oh, it is actually.
Wow, that looks really delicious. Right there at the Klondike bar stand.
All right, so here we are. Nintendo. If it's this white, it's got to be Nintendo. We're going to get our hands. We know our producers are over there running up right now, trying to set us up to... That's right, we got Klondikes.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? So there is a look at it, and it's sitting there with the nunchucks and the Wiimote. So it does look very much like you can use those old controllers.
I'm going to touch it with my Klondike-covered fingers.
Mmm.
And there's going to be smudges.
You know, they announced the 3DS last year. You remember climbing the wall trying to get a peek at it.
Could not get in.
This is,
our righteous retribution.
The 3DS just went on sale a few months ago, so they're about a year ahead of the announcements.
You know, we were talking about the 3DS and how, for the life of me, I can't... It seems like it didn't really register when it came out, and I wondered if that's because there wasn't a big must-have launch title. Hi. How are you? I'm eating a Klondike bar.
This is the wall we tried to scale.
Oh my gosh, it is! It's all coming back to me now. These guys over here are from China. It says so on that giant banner. We are from China.
All right, here we go. Hi, Chris. Leo Laporte. How are you? Nice to meet you. Would you like a Klondike bar? Brian Brushwood.
Have a life. It's good to see you, Chris.
Share with you, right?
Glenn, of course. Glenn Rubenstein.
I can do that.
There we go.
And we're here to see. I'll tell you what. Glenn's going to do this because he's the only one not eating a Klondike bar.
Yes.
We're here to see the Wii U.
Definitely. And I can take you guys up. So if you guys are ready to go, we'll head that direction.
Are we ready to go? I think we are. Let's go.
Klondike bar to Wii U. I'm a happy man.
Right, so
we'll head up this way.
Okay.
Go ahead, lead the way. Anyway, our thanks to the Live View for making this possible, because we're moving all over the convention center to actually see stuff without any wires. It's kind of amazing what we can do. LiveView.com. What happened? He's getting talked to.
people.
We do that to people, don't we?
She's saying they've got a camera.
It's ambush journalism. No, we have an appointment.
I didn't know they had a camera. We just want the Wii U. Oh,
awesome.
Is he just not attractive enough?
It's good to give us someone that's camera ready and not one of those homely people to give us a tour.
He wasn't camera ready.
Camera ready.
You think I'm camera ready?
We say as we eat our Klondike bars.
We don't exactly have high standards here on Twit.
So, of course, we're here to see the Nintendo Wii U.
It's lunchtime. I'm sorry. Oh,
we might also look at some 3DS titles. Nintendo did announce today. I know
Zelda.
Some people.
There's a new Zelda.
There's a new Zelda. There's Zelda across all platforms, apparently. But the 3DS, a lot of criticism was there wasn't a lot of great software available at launch, and Nintendo was looking to rectify that with new Super Mario Brothers, Luigi's Mansion 2, and a new Mario
Super
Kart.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart looks fantastic from what we saw today.
Yeah, and I tell you, I can't believe it. It's been a year. I know, I've got it all over here.
Oh, God.
Just don't do that thing where you lick your thumb.
Now,
no, please don't.
Now, we were at the Nintendo press conference this morning. Behind us was perhaps the most enthusiastic Nintendo fanboy
I've
ever seen. Now, what did he say? Can you do an accurate impersonation
when we were watching
the Mario Kart, and they showed the Mario Kart going underwater, and he's like, oh, my God, kart racing underwater. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. It was as if it was a poorly written script. And
we should have just broadcast him as our commentary.
What are you going to do if he shows up as our camera-ready tour guide? No, I think he was a shill.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. He's like, it didn't matter what the next thing was. Yeah, behind us, it was like, no way. What can that mean? I mean, like, full on.
That's legit.
Yeah, everything was legit. I forgot about that. It was
a
trip.
But he did actually squeal when they showed the gold
Wiimote. The golden Wiimote that you could get.
Yeah.
The commemorative.
I really wish we'd recorded that. That was a memory that will never leave me.
But look, and what's funny is, like, as annoyed as we were, because we're trying to watch a presentation and he's being loud, it's all genuine emotion.
I thought it added something to the experience.
It certainly made it
I make those noises on the inside. I'm a squeal on the inside kind of guy.
Right there between a real journalist and a fanboy.
Yeah, you keep it on the inside.
Yeah.
So we're going to follow.
It looks like we're ready to go.
Here we go. So, you know, one of the things you notice in the West Hall is it is considerably smaller than the South Hall, but or more intimate, I think, is the term.
More intimate. That's good.
And it is dominated by the likes of Sony and by Nintendo. There we go. This is my favorite part where we jump the line.
Jump the line, go up the stairs.
We're walking upstairs.
Go on, Mr. Rubenstein.
Thank you. Okay. We're now walking up the stairs.
He's just asking.
Mere moments away before getting our hands on the Nintendo Wii U.
I'm the Chief Twit, sir. All right.
Has this been load tested for this many people?
Holy cow, yeah.
Gotcha. So here we have some graphic demos. We saw this at the press conference. As you can see, I mean, the graphic quality is definitely nice.
All right.
But we're going to go and check out some actual gameplay.
So first thing, from a technical standpoint, I actually really thought the demonstration with the flying bird that they showed was very impressive.
Realistic. Then again, anyone can make a good cutscene, Brian.
I know. No, but that's rendered in engine.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, in engine on what?
You want to play? I mean, you can see what the different games are. There's, I think that's the Mario Kart over there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's walk on over. Let's see if we can.
Oh my God! You can go underwater.
That's legit.
That is legit.
The shield pose.
I heard shield pose was kind of cool.
So, all right. So we're just gonna look. We just gotta grab us a station.
I have no clue what this is. This is. So I heard Super Mario Brothers Mii. Yes, it is HD. We confirmed the specs on my Twitter, twitter.com/Glenn Rubenstein. I tweeted a link with the full HDs, with the full specs of the Wii U.
Is it 1080? It's not 1080. It doesn't look like.
I think it's 720p, 1080i. Is it 1080?
The specs I saw on an article on Reddit said 1080p.
1080p.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now, this is an augmented reality.
Yeah, boy, look at how precise it is, too.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of is some of the hacks that people did with the original Wii with the head tracking. So if we want to get some footage of that. So what they're showing here is essentially that you're using your controller, which we can see right there, like a shield while you're being fired at.
So in this case, we have it's going to fire some arrows at you. He's using this as a shield.
See, that's interesting. So you can see he's got a full view of the world. The controller is using essentially as a window into this virtual world.
So I'll tell you what I'm impressed with. And we, of course, have seen similar types of, accelerometer-based games on the iPhone and on the iPad. But even just watching it in his hands,
look how smooth that is.
Smooth. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah, way smoother than you even get with the Wiimote.
So I'm curious to see that. I'm also curious to see Super Mario Brothers Mii.
What's that?
Super Mario Mii.
Is that open? Do we have one open over here?
It's over there. I think we can view someone else playing it. Now, a big feature of this that they're touting is just a demo is the idea that you'll be able to play Mario Brothers, Super Mario, but actually along with your Mii avatar on the Nintendo.
Sorry, I was sucked into the arrow blocking game over here.
That guy's not very good at that arrow blocking
game. Yeah, he's having trouble.
Maybe
that's all right.
Sorry, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Let's see if we can get...
Oh, actually, John's playing one. John's playing one down there.
Well, let's go over where John is.
Oh, chase me. I heard this was good.
Oh, yeah, this is great. So the idea with this game is that everybody on screen is running around. They only have regular Wii controllers. They're looking for somebody who has an overhead view.
Brent, if you could get
bring it over here, Brent. We get the camera. You can see that the person hiding has an overhead view and is able to dodge everyone. There we go.
So this is a game that's using the standard Wii controller plus the new Wii U controller.
So this is called Chase Me. I'm sure we'll see it in some iteration.
Now, I must admit, I'm a little bummed that they don't have a real-time demo.
Here we go, right here. Can
oh,
we get
Battle
hands
Me.
On with this guy right here?
Absolutely.
All right, so talk to me. This
okay.
is Battle Me, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me get...
I just want to touch
Let
this.
Let me get somebody...
Just,
yeah.
Hold
Ooh. You hold it.
Here we go.
John!
This right here, this is the new controller. As you can see, very sharp display. I don't know, man. That's not 640x480. That looks better than 640x480.
I don't know. Do you guys know what resolution the display is?
We're only here to talk about the experiences.
Of course.
That well spoken, sir. They've trained
yes.
you well. You, sir, are camera ready. That's for sure. John, hold this for me. Yes, hold this.
Actually, hold mine as well.
There we go. Yeah. All right, so here... So first thing you notice is that it feels very natural in the hand. I don't know if you guys can see this. You got a headphone port right up top. You've got, I assume, some kind of infrared... port. You got a volume slider. You have a bumper on the upper left, bumper on the upper right, and triggers on left to right in the front. It feels very, very natural. I mean, it feels good. I'm surprised to say that. I'm going to do tap to start. I'm going to hit OK. Do we have two players? There we go. So you've got a pair of. I'm going to hit OK. I guess. So now that I say OK, I'm just waiting on what the game to start.
Waiting for them to say OK.
Okay. Actually, here, you play. I'll kick your butt. Yeah. So what am I doing here?
I can play over here. Just a second. I have to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
So, again, I don't know if you can see how smooth it is and how precise.
It's streaming off the system.
Is it really? That's.
Well, that's what they were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Microphone right in front. Select start home. Battery power. You got a charging cradle, I assume. And, of course, I'm sure... Okay, are we ready?
I think we are.
Point at the TV screen. I guess we need whoever this other person is to go.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I like the analog sticks.
Oh, yeah,
they feel good.
There
we go. So I'm supposed to...
So go ahead and point it at the TV screen to get started.
Gotcha.
Then you'll press the R button on top of the fire.
Gotcha.
And as you can see...
Oh, wow. Brent, are you getting this? Are you able to see this? Brent, come over here. No, no, look at my hands. That's where the action is. There we go. It's really, really smooth. All right, so I'm actually to move left pad strafe, right pad climb and dive. Oh, I guess. Boy, that's. What am I doing? What am I?
You want to head out that tunnel.
All right.
And at the end of the tunnel, you'll see another target.
How come?
Head for that.
There we go.
You can also press the L button to zoom in. Target's too far away.
Gotcha. All right, so now is this a case like I guess I could turn all the way around backwards and stuff. So am I trying to shoot them or?
This is just a tutorial to get you started with the controls.
So gotcha. Gotcha. Chase the target and blast it. Got it. All right, now I'm getting this down. I wish. All right. And I'm waiting on another.
Down the R button, you can charge up a missile.
Charge up a missile?
So once that red surface is full, you let go and fire off a big.
There we go. Training over. Awesome. Okay, cool. So now I got it. I'm ready to kill you guys. So you guys are trying to destroy me, and I'm trying to destroy you.
Very nice. Let's see how this works.
All right. Where are you, little buggers? I'm going to kill all of you. Wait, who just shot me? Rubenstein, don't you shoot me! No! No!
So you'll see around these, you'll see the tarot, the question marks in it, yeah. Hearts.
Oh, you're not gonna like this. No! Oh, I died. I lost. Who won?
Actually, here, let me check it.
Yeah.
Here, do you want to trade?
Yeah, let me try the other experience.
All right. Here, we'll let you take this.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Same business, the other gameplay experience.
Yeah, am I holding this on the wrong side?
This controller feels surprisingly comfortable.
I'm right-handed, so I want to do this. Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right. Good,
yeah, of course.
Yes.
You're not throwing it all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, got it. Ready. How do we have to do a tutorial again?
Tutorial again, just so you can get used to it.
Got it. It's hard to give good commentary when you're busy trying to shoot things. Yeah.
Now you got the hang of that. If you want to dodge the way you're shooting it,
yeah.
The remote.
No, it's very nice.
Oh, that's
I'm
great.
Like trying to get the hang of it. It's weird playing in augmented reality with kind of the real directionals.
Ah, that's funny.
But I mean, this is incredibly fluid. I mean, just getting this experience, and I imagine when the system launches, it'll be wireless based on what they were showing us. So I mean, just imagine that having this with no wires, essentially being able to interact with the same environment. I mean, this is similar to almost having like a LAN experience, but we're on one system, a shared system. I mean, this is probably the best thing I could compare it to, as opposed to playing, like, you know, gotcha, a LAN or online game.
All right, I'm ready.
Where we'd be playing over the net.
So I hit,
okay, training
move.
Over.
Gotcha.
So now I'm going to...
Yeah, got it. Good.
Yeah, so this is all off the same system. So this is playing all off the same system as Schwid's playing off of.
That's good. Where are you? Oh.
There we go.
Glenn, we're waiting for you. Take your time, Captain Rubenstein. You cannot block the power of the pole. I hide. Where do you go? Oh! Well played, Rubenstein.
Ah!
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Let me hand this back over to you. Thank you so much, dude. That was incredible.
So let's just step back and talk about this a second. Yeah.
I think that's a resistive screen, not a capacitive screen. I think it's resistive.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
It didn't seem like the best screen I ever saw.
No, but it's surprisingly sharp. I mean, we were talking earlier. We were expecting it to be much lower resolution than that, though. And who knows how the final product will be.
You know what it reminds me of is a 3DS.
Actually, but I'll tell you, you know what the gaming experience reminds me of? Playing on a LAN, playing multiplayer, but we're on the same system.
And I'll tell you, that's my biggest complaint with consoles, is whenever you get the experience of being in the same room playing together, but it's always a split
and that's
screen.
The thing. Think about how many console gamers...
It's great for multiplayer, absolutely.
And that's the thing. So think about how many console gamers that have had to go online to get the multiplayer experience, not always playing against people they know.
Yeah.
So the idea that you can sit in your living room with your family and have that same experience right there... You know, I mean, that's what's impressive about it. I mean, that I definitely got that
and
from
this
experience.
And I do that, you have to buy two of those.
Well, no. I mean, these TV games are obviously designed. You know, in this case, you had a two. This is a great example because you have a two-on-one game where these guys can share information, and that's fine. And in fact, the guy, but the guy who's using the Wii U, golly, it's just so silly. The guy who's using the Wii U controller, he's the one who has his own secret information. I think it splits it up very effectively.
But I think he's going to be the game master.
Imagine this, though, for a second. Imagine what the experience would be like having one console system, and maybe not the first year when it's expensive, but imagine year two when the price comes down. Imagine having four of those screens.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine, it's like the Wii bowling experience. You know how much fun Wii Sports is? Imagine how much fun having a casual multiplayer experience like that will be when having friends and family together. And that's where I think they've really nailed this idea.
I played an adventure game, and that's why it reminded me of the DS.
Yeah.
Because you have a map and controls here, and you have the game on the front there. And it just gives you more powerful controls.
What did you think about the... both of us were really taken by how smooth
it was,
the tracking
very
was
fluid.
With the accelerometer.
Very good.
And what they were showing today, they were showing having the controller on the floor, playing a golf game, having the ball on the controller where you're swinging, and essentially, you know, having the multiple screens. I mean, it's a little gimmicky, but
I think that's
cool. Or they were showing the Ninja Stars where you're holding the controller and just doing that to fire off stuff. I think that's really
fun. I'd kind of like to walk up and down and see if we can catch any more demos of some of the other implementations that we've seen. Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's get another view.
I'm gonna take off now.
You are
out?
I have a flight to get, so I'll let you take over from here. But that was very cool. I was glad that I could get a chance to see the Wii U.
Absolutely.
And I have one more observation, which is it's ready. So I think the delay at this point is getting developers to create games for it, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Well, and that's the thing they announced today at the press conference. I mean, they've got a pretty healthy slate of developers. I mean, they got EA on board with it.
Well, and it felt like a production-quality device. I mean, it was not a cobbled-together demo.
I was surprised because they were acting like, they're like, oh, well, these aren't games. They're just proof of concept. I mean, I'm sorry,
this is pretty
that's
good.
A game. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take off. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you back in Cottage tomorrow. Thank you, Glenn Rubenstein, for doing
this. Thank you,
Leo.
Really
appreciate it. We're looking forward to the gaming show. It's going to be a lot of fun at the controls. Brian Brushwood.
I'll see you up. I'm going to be doing Scam School at the end of the month, so I'll give you a shout.
Come on and be on Twitter, of course, as always.
All right, you got it, man.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow night at
yes.
the Castro Theater Remember, one last chance to get those tickets if you go to super8secret.com. The password is MINT, RSVP, a screening tomorrow night, 11 p.m., Castro Theater in San Francisco of the new J.J. Abrams movie, Super 8. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Take care, man. Good seeing you again. Bye. All right, so let's take a look at some of the other options here.
Yes, Leo is leaving to go to the airport, but the coverage here on Twit continues.
Yes, indeed.
Well into the afternoon and early hours of the evening, live from E3.
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's see if we can get them to take us over. We'll take a look at the 3DS titles.
Of course.
All right, so any last minute thoughts about the Wii U before we move on?
I'm telling you, now the system does not come out until 2012.
Late 2012.
But I have to say, from looking at this, this is easily... I would say this is a bigger advance than the original Wii's motion controls were. Because it's not just about motion, this is about a new way to control and interact with games.
Yes, I do see that. And I'll tell you what, though. It's easy to try to diminish the power that the original Wiimote had, but this also fundamentally changed games.
But this will have more appeal to hardcore gamers.
This isn't just a gimmick. That's the thing.
Don't get me wrong. There is a gimmick here, and it's a good one.
Yes.
It's actually, I think, potentially stronger than motion controls are.
To be honest, what's interesting is not only is it a gimmick, but it's a gimmick that we had already seen a decade before with the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast before, I mean, that was a Tamagotchi.
I understand, but at its core, you have information asymmetry. You have the ability to keep secrets from the other ones.
But this is a million times better.
Of course. Yes. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's amazing.
No, credit where it's due. Sega came up with the idea first.
But the implementation is, I'm really surprised at how smooth. I can't get over. It was the accelerometer, is the motion control that I was most suspicious of.
You know what has me looking
blown away?
What it has me looking forward to is next year's E3 to see the slate of games.
Oh my gosh, yeah!
Because I want to see a year from now what developers have.
Absolutely, they're going to have some freaking awesome launch titles by then as well. So, have you actually played a 3DS yet?
No, I have not. I've seen it.
I never did either. Well, I've never even seen one in real life until now, because when it launched, I wasn't paying attention. Let's see if we can get our hands on one of these units over here.
Now, of the 3DS games, what interests you the most?
You know, I could get into, to be honest, on my DS Lite, I played the heck out of the new Super Mario Brothers.
I like Mario. I'm a little curious about Star Fox 64 3D, but that is a clunky title.
You were bagging on...
Fox 64 3D.
You were bagging on Kid Icarus, but I'm actually excited to see it.
Because it just looks kind of... I don't know. I was expecting something a little closer to the original game. Now, this is 3DS. You know what I want to check out? I want to check out Mario Kart, actually.
You want to go find Mario Kart?
Yeah,
I want to see Resident Evil. So, I guess the news here is, of course, not... you're going to make me go... Here, you talk. I'm going to try to figure out get this thing started here.
Well, a lot of people with the 3DS initially complained about the lack of games. And so, really, it seems like Nintendo is making a keen focus to let people know that, one, there are more first-party titles, more A titles that are coming out for the system, and that, two, that there's more third-party publisher support. So what we're seeing here is Resident Evil Revelations... I'm not sure what revelations are left to be had in the Resident Evil universe. But if there are any, this game, I'm sure, will delve deeply into them.
Skip, 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 skip. Get to the killing. Boo. Woman in bed, not interested. I'm gaming. I am so sad to know that that quote will be taken out of context.
It looks very nice, though. The presentation is very clean. Although I'm not seeing the 3D effect.
Well, we turned it down so that the camera wouldn't get messed up, but you can see if you turn it on.
That's true, because a camera cannot see in three dimensions.
But not this camera, anyway.
Yeah.
But even if you go down a little bit.
There, that's much more pronounced.
I don't want to solve puzzles. I'm shooting stuff. Yeah. I'm going to shoot the lock. Nah, it's nothing. I can't think straight. All right, let's see what else. You're right. Let's find Mario Kart.
Yes.
And I tell you what, on our way over to Mario Kart, we got to thank the people who are making our coverage of E3 possible, namely, what's your favorite way to watch movies?
Netflix.
In the whole wide world.
Netflix.
And do you prefer that they send you DVDs but in just one business day, or do you prefer that you watch it instantly on your Nintendo Wii, your 360, your PS3, your iPad, or any other mobile device?
You know, I go both ways.
What? You're all over the map.
I am all over the map.
You know what I love? I like to play Netflix roulette, where you just sort of type in random words, and you see if you got to dare yourself to watch one of those random movies.
Yeah, what I enjoy is spending time with my wife and saying, oh my God, guess what movie's on Netflix Instant Stream? And then making her watch it.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, they have episodes of Give Me a Break.
So one of the things that I do is, you know what I like the most about Netflix is that it actually reads your freaking mind. They had that $1 million challenge to try to get the recommendation engine as precise as possible. So now, based on how much you like other movies, it's able to say, we think that you will dig this movie to the tune of 3.25 stars. And it gets it exactly right.
It's very correct. But there's lots of great stuff to watch on Netflix. I found out the other day, The Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, the entire series on there, right?
The best sitcom of all time, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what, they can get 30 days free over at netflix.com/twit. Sign up for 30 days, and I'm going to let you play Mario Kart.
Okay.
You get hands-on with that, Glenn. So far, it just looks like Mario Kart. You know, one of the things that I wonder, and I'm not somebody who gets really wrapped up in a lot of the Nintendo franchises, but what is it you're looking for in this kind of refresh, Glenn?
You know, and they really nailed this in the press conference today. I want something that is similar but different. And I know that's so cliched and vague, but you want something that delivers on what you loved about their past, you know, iterations, and takes it in a couple new directions. And based on what we saw today, I mean, taking the standard Mario Kart formula and just adding things like being able to fly or going underwater, I don't know, I think that's pretty cool.
Now, I noticed that you have a slight... Here, I'm gonna turn the 3D on for you. I want you to experience it in 3D.
Whoa, that's actually a pretty good effect.
Is it? Does it really pop out at you like that?
No, definitely. I mean, can you see that there? Yeah, I'm flying. No, I mean, it's nice. It's definitely well integrated. I mean, if you like 3D, if that's your thing. But what I like about it is that you could turn it off. I actually think that's really...
Nice. My favorite, so we can quote Glenn Rubenstein, my favorite part about 3D is that you could turn it off and only have 2D.
Well, don't you find that? I find that when seeing 3D movies sometimes that I just want to take off my glasses in the middle and like let my eyes readjust for a while.
Yeah, I actually, it depends on in what the environment is. If people who watch frame rate know that we get into this argument all the time. While I say that 3D for television at homes is nowhere near it needs to be, I'm actually a pretty big proponent of... judicious use of 3D in movies that, like your Avatars or Trons, that kind of thing, to take advantage of the medium and tell a richer, deeper story. Now, since this is the lenticular display, how big a deal do you find it to be? The position of the eyes, is it totally seamless, or do you find yourself having to correct yourself?
Right now, it's fine. I'll tell you what's interesting though. I'm not even looking at that bottom screen, which is the same problem I have with the DS. You know.
Oh, you would only use one screen?
I think it's an old school thing. You know what I mean?
No, not me, dude. I love the two screens. I think two screens is the way to go.
There's one open, Brian, if you want to play.
Are you going to win? What place are you in? Fourth?
I'm in fourth. But
wait.
I can come back. No.
Maybe third? Fourth place. Fourth place, Rubenstein. That's what we called you back at the college.
Yeah. Here, why don't you... take over and play a little bit.
No. I'm
Come on, show just... me your skills,
no,
Brian.
No.
Show if me how you can do better than fourth place in Mario Kart.
All right. I cannot do any better. Which button makes you go? What button? Ah, oh, crap. Off to a bad start already. Then I didn't even get the stupid... Oh, and then he just pushed me around. Is there a boost? Is there a boost button? Okay, that's accelerate. And then I ran into... Oh, I was trying to look at the cheat sheet. This game is rigged. Rubenstein broke the controls. Yeah. All right, hold on. wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, no. I'm busy looking at other things instead of paying attention to the screens, apparently. What's the point of getting coins in a racing game? Don't ink me, jerks. I got squid poo all over my eyes now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now all I want to do is beat fourth place so I can say I beat Rubenstein. Hang on. Second place. First place, Sally. Wait for it. Oh, what's up, son? You got served. Somebody got first place. Rubenstein, you were fourth place. I was first place because I'm a better man. No, it actually is fun. I could see myself getting sucked into that.
I mean, that's cool. I think Mario Kart's really cool.
It's a good, I think you're going to start seeing more games take advantage of incremental play. Like, you play just one round, you know, if you're going to kill, you know, 40 seconds while you're in the bus or whatever.
I think that's the game they need to launch.
Yeah.
I think that would have...
Should be bundled with the unit?
You know, I actually think Mario Kart is, for this type of experience, because he's Super Mario Brothers. To me, that's not a casual game that I will just put in 5 minutes here,
really?
10 minutes there. No, I want to play that game start to finish.
Oh, okay.
Mario Kart, one race at a time. I'm good.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, it's getting hot in here. Let's see some of the other titles over here.
If you have requests for things you'd like us to check out this afternoon, you need to hit us up on Twitter.
That's right.
Send a tweet to Schwood.
At Schwood, S-H-W-O-O-D, or at Glenn Rubenstein.
And
at two ends.
And we will try and get at whatever games you
request.
There's
four ends.
We've got a lot of great requests coming in. We're going to try and get
everything
we can. There's
four ends in Glenn Rubenstein.
Of course, anything we don't cover today, we're going to talk about Friday on At the Controls.
That is correct.
Live on Twit, Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Now, as a grown man, Pokemon does not really hold a lot of sway with me.
As a grown man.
But then again, I know that... Oh, no, this is cool. This is the augmented reality stuff.
Oh, Pokedex, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I actually think this is really cool. So I want to actually see this in action. We'll see if we can... These are super simple QR codes. You'd actually see, you hold out the card. Oh, wow. Now, of course, maybe it's because I host the show Scam School, but I look at this and I think, how easy would it be to counterfeit these? Go online, print out the QR codes, put them on the back of a cereal box.
Ryan Brushwood selling bootleg Pokemon.
Yeah, you know, we used to do that with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
When the original color copies.
Cards?
Yeah, well, we would use color photocopies and then tape them. I probably shouldn't be sharing all this.
You're the Rageous Paycheck.
Rageous Paycheck is over there somewhere. Yeah. No, Rage's pay check, double the
game
rage
of the show.
Is what you want to look for. That's awesome.
We've started
I don't
a
know.
Meme.
There's so much buzz around Rage's paycheck. I don't know where that came
from.
Yeah,
what's the plot of Rage's paycheck again?
You know, I think somebody's like really upset and he needs to get paid today.
Well, Rage was a stuntman.
That's
and he was
true.
Supposed to do these stunts.
You know what? And he never got paid.
They
and
screwed
now
him.
He's going back after the man.
And that's
and he's
his
going
paycheck.
After Rage's paycheck. Okay, here. Can I get you to hold this for me?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so again, you're just seeing straight through to this guy, but as soon as it sees the... Wow!
That always gets me as impressive.
That's awesome. So it's there, and it recognizes it. Actually, let me hold it still like that. So let's see if we can get some different ones here. And then these all look like the same one here. Oh, nope, this one's different. Let's see this guy. It's a Superior. There we go. Man, it kills me when they vanish like that. I don't like it to be touchy. I like it to work perfectly all the time. But that still looks really good. Now, can we make them fight? Can we have two of them set out and say the two of you fight each other? Or can you only have one at a time?
Well, that would seem kind of silly, wouldn't it?
What?
Like,
oh, there we go.
Now fight. Computer, I command you, fight. Computer. Oh, and then I hit a button, and then I screwed everything up. Oh, well. That's cool, though. So, yeah, this is the complete Pokédex. I shudder to have my kids get started on the Pokémon train. It's going to be like cardboard crack. All right, you want to see what else we got? We got Luigi's Mansion 2. Were you a fan of the first one?
You know, I thought it was just okay.
Yeah?
No, but I know a lot of people that are really into it. They're really excited. Was we heard the guy sitting behind us today.
Oh, my gosh. It was legit.
He thought it was totally legit.
He thought it was. You know, what was funny is beforehand we noticed that we were paying attention to the trivia questions. And,
yes.
In fact, it was Dan Trachtenberg from the Totally Rad Show. He tweeted out, wow, there's an awful lot of Star Fox trivia questions here. Just saying.
The only thing they didn't get were Metroid and Animal Crossing were the two that there were trivia questions about.
But
we saw no announcements.
Okay,
today.
Okay. So I guess...
But almost everything else, they announced something.
Yeah, so I guess it's a testament to not so much, you know, the shaping of the questions, but a testament to how many refreshes they're doing.
I also enjoyed how enthusiastic Nintendo Fanboy was today about answering those questions, and when he was wrong, we'd be like, oh, I knew that.
Oh, it was adorable.
It was fantastic.
If he's watching, now, I just want you made our day.
Fun.
You made our day.
We poke fun because we're that way, but we just don't say it out loud.
Yes. It was a colorful experience.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They've got giant QR codes here.
What happens if you put the thing on that?
I'm sure it shows you.
Well,
I'm sure we can. Hold on. Now I already walked away from the Pokédex.
Everything is ruined, Brian.
I know. Why did you have to screw it? I'm sure we know what it's going to look like.
Wait.
It'll look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Grab that. Actually, you know what I want to look at?
What's that?
You know what game the 3DS is missing?
What?
You know what game every portable Nintendo system needs?
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly the game.
The game that's never left my original Game Boy?
Yes. It never needs to. You're talking about Tetris.
I'm talking about Tetris.
Dude. Hold on. Let me get over here. I want to see the Tetris. Now, here we go.
Oh.
No, he's going to let us share. Here, let's go. We'll get video of this right here. New Tetris.
Why was this not the bundle title with the 3DS?
You know what? That's really what they should have done.
I mean,
can't believe
it doesn't show off the 3D as much.
Well, that's true.
But, I mean, it's Tetris.
But it is kind of a classic nod back to the original Game Boy experience.
You know, that's actually my one complaint about the iPhone. I do not like any version of Tetris on the iPhone.
I had not even thought to get a version of Tetris on the iPhone.
I've tried many of them. They're all kind of subpar.
I'll tell you what, though. All I play is Drop 7 on the iPhone. Drop 7 and Civilization Revolution. So this is just straight up. Wow, that's an awfully easy level you just finished. Yeah.
This is the new Fever Mode for the Tetris 3DS.
The Fever Mode.
Oh, I'm sorry, explain that again?
This is the new Fever Mode for Tetris 3DS. This game offers Tetris in a different way where... You're just basically racing against the clock. You got a minute to score as many points as you can as you downstack and try to clear as many lines, like creating combos. And then you go into this fever mode where you just try to blast away as many blocks as possible. So
it goes into fever mode where it actually induces a medical fever.
No.
A Tetris fever, if you will.
That's right. Okay, here, we got it over here. I'm going to watch Glenn play.
It's actually Excitebike. One thing that was announced today, I believe, if I heard correctly, is that they're going to be giving away a 3D version of Excitebike as a free download on the 3DS.
I guess I can't control it. I can't believe that the 3D is actually... It's 8-bit graphics with 3D layering.
Yeah.
It ends up looking like one of those ViewMaster things.
Yes.
Dang it. I forgot how to play Excitebike. Bad news. All right, I think we're moving over here to see this other stuff. Come on over.
Okay.
Let's check out.
Yes.
What are we looking at now, Mr. Glenn Rubenstein? Is this Super Mario World?
Super Mario for the 3DS. You want to play it, Brian?
No, you go for it. I'm watching you, sir.
This is actually interesting. This is more like Super Mario 64.
Okay. He went to get water.
I am small again. There we go.
So, again, I guess the thing that they're pushing on all these is the 3D aspect of it. But do you find that to be super compelling as you play? Is that like if you had the choice right now to play this either on this or on the traditional DS Lite?
You know, I mean, my real wish would just be to play this on the big screen.
Yep, I gotta think that's the, I gotta think that's the case.
I mean, I think that it's like I really enjoy the games that Nintendo does. I think that they have an attention to detail and layers of quality unlike any other publisher.
Yep.
So, I mean, really, I want that experience on whatever screen. I mean, it's the same reason why I still play the original Super Mario Brothers emulated, you know, like on my laptop sometimes.
Now, but the thing is that the whole thing that the DS offers is portability and allows you to game in situations that you wouldn't normally be gaming. I got to be honest. I actually, part of the reason that I do so much PC gaming is because it's a pain in the butt for whenever I turn on a console in the living room because I got kids, all of a sudden everything stops and all they want to do is play along and have their turn and stuff.
Well, whereas, clearly you need to get rid of your children.
Oh, okay, come on.
I'm just saying.
I've got priorities, sir.
And your priority.
My priorities. I've got my, maybe my priorities are a little bit out of whack.
Yeah. But I think you need to recheck your priorities, mister. No.
Sorry to disappoint, but yeah. I will not be getting rid of my children.
No, but I see what you're saying, and it's nice to have a self-contained screen because of the privacy factor. You can pick it up and play anytime you want. You know, I mean, I can see myself, and I hadn't thought about this before. I mean, it's like I play games on my iPhone. Like, I watch TV on my iPhone sometimes. You know, I'll watch stuff, like, after my wife goes to bed. It's nice to just have that convenience.
Right.
And, you know, that's something, that's a situation where I would probably play something like this. You know, more than on the go. I don't have a lot of, but that's the thing. I could see if I was taking, like, public transportation more often, then yes, there would be a benefit to having something like the 3DS.
Yeah, boy, I think we've played, I guess we've touched everything now. I guess Kid Icarus is the only thing.
That's a good way, but I guess we've touched everything
now. I guess we, you know what? We've touched the DS3, and it's touched our hearts.
Yes.
That's the important thing. Okay, you want to walk on over to Sony?
Yes, let's hit it up.
Okay. All right, so we're making the switch from Nintendo in the world
Sony.
Of the Wii U.
The PlayStation. Now,
still sounds silly. Now we're moving over to the PS.
Yeah, we're just going to walk.
Okay. Home of the apology for the PSN.
What's that?
I said, we're at Sony, home of the apology for the PSN.
Yes. And home of the PlayStation Vita.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yeah, I thought that was a fantastic demo last night at their press event. Which way do we want to go first? Do we have a? I think our producers are running over. They're going to try to grab somebody right now.
I don't think we got.
Let's just meander around
here.
Have you actually used?
Sorry.
Have you actually used the PlayStation Move yet?
Yeah, I did a little. I to be honest, I wasn't really that impressed.
It's as though they're on a mission to make you look a certain way. It's as though they won't be happy. Until
you look as ridiculous as possible.
Like, you've got like a clown nose gun.
Clown nose.
It's got,
that's good.
Look at that.
That's good. That's a good way to describe the PS, the Move, the clown nose.
It's got the
if clown. If only there were clown shoes.
If you have to wear the glasses as well. That's rough. And now
we've got Dance Central on the Microsoft.
Yes.
On
yes.
The Xbox. We've got Just Dance on the Wii. The PlayStation has Everybody Dance.
Okay.
No, it's just interesting, the naming, how they come up with these things.
You got to find other ways to put the word dance into it, right? So, and again, but I tell you, as far as those dancing games, I think that Xbox definitely trumps it with their Dance Central, the fact that it's actually watching your body.
You're not having to hold something.
Right.
I prefer people not to watch my body when I dance.
Well, that's true. But they do some very smart stuff with the Dance Central in that they don't really show really you. They show the stylized version.
This very much better looking
silhouette.
Version of you.
That's what they need to do is a little bit of nip and tuck on your body, make it look even better.
Definitely.
So, okay, some of the titles we're seeing, Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City.
How many Resident Evil games can they come out with?
5,000 million.
I liked the first, actually, I would say I loved the first Resident Evil.
Oh, absolutely. It was a watershed moment in gaming.
When it was so unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember, you know, Sony sent out to reviewers the Japanese version of that game, and they didn't tell us anything about it.
Right.
So imagine you're playing the first Resident Evil and you don't know anything about it, and then you get to the part where giant spiders are attacking you.
That must have been awesome.
Terrifying.
That must have been awesome.
I can never replicate that, and I've wanted to be surprised.
It's that surprise.
Yeah.
That's we're always chasing that high. We want to be blown away. We want to have that portal moment, that you can only have it once.
Portal 2 did it.
Yeah,
portal
no, they
2
did. They did.
Managed
they found
to
new ways,
build
new ways
upon
to,
the greatest of Portal 1.
So you were talking earlier about the Captain America game. You said that you thought it was actually pretty good.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, I said it looked better than most movie cash-ins.
Well, I want to take a look at it, and in no way
do I want to watch this just because I happen to own Captain America in our movie draft? And in no way am I trying to encourage people to see.
Is this on that 3D? Is it?
Yeah, it's a 3D screen.
Oh, yeah.
You can see he's wearing the glasses. What a perverse betrayal that the only way to have 3D is to have it look worse to everyone else. Like, it looks great for one person.
But that's besides about the 3DS, at least, is that you can at least, from the right angle,
yeah,
enjoy the similar experience.
I don't have to focus.
Brent says he loves it. He doesn't have to focus. Makes it a lot easier for him.
Let's, Brian, let's get Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yes, absolutely.
A little glimpse
definitely
at that.
Check out Assassin's Creed. Oh, there it is. Deus Ex, Human Revolution. And that's where I'll be.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to see if I can get us a spot here. You go ahead and show everyone Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed Revelations, I think, speaks for itself. If you're a fan of the Assassin's Creed franchise, this one is bigger, better. I mean, just look how cinematic that is. It's really amazing just how they're able to increase the quality. Year after, I mean, I love the first Assassin's Creed. And this, I believe, the third in the series. Brian is over trying to stake us out some space right now at Deus Ex Human Revolution. We're just going to get a little bit of Assassin's Creed Revelations gameplay. I believe some people tweeted at me. They wanted to see this. If you have a game that you want to see us do some coverage to, send out a tweet to on Twitter. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, GlennRubenstein. And we'll try and get to all your requests here today. If we don't cover your game today that you want to see, check out At The Controls Friday, 4 o'clock Pacific Time on Twit. We'll be having our E3 wrap-up show. Of course, it'll be myself, Brian Brushwood, and I believe Tom Merritt will be back, or perhaps Ayaz will be sitting in with us once again. No, this just looks great. I'm really excited about playing the finished game when it comes out. Let's see what Brian's up to.
So before we take a look over at Deus Ex, which I'm super excited about. If you haven't seen the trailers for it, it looks amazing. Here, you want to go over here? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at Deus Ex, and then we'll thank our friends over at Squarespace right here. So Deus Ex, Human Revolution, super excited about this one. Glenn, get on over here. Glenn, have you seen the trailer for Deus Ex?
Yes.
From what I've seen of the gameplay so far, I'm really digging it. The stealth action. Are you with these guys?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what can you tell us about Deus Ex: Human Revolution?
Deus Ex is the third installment in the Deus Ex universe. It's a prequel.
Again, a threequel.
Another threequel. It's all threes.
It's a threequel and a prequel.
What?
That is impressive.
Boom. But it is an action RPG developed by Atlas Montreal, published by Square Enix. It comes out August 23rd. And classified as an action RPG game.
Yeah, I was about to say, one of the things that always made Deus Ex so much fun was the choices that you make having a big impact on the game. Are we going to see more of that with Deus Ex Human Revolution?
Most definitely. Every single room or every single area in this demo is multi-path. So you can take it however you want. The choices you make will affect how you play the demo.
Okay, and so I noticed that we have security cameras there. I assume it's the kind of thing you can maybe choose to hack them or blow them up, or what's the story there?
Yeah, so with security cameras, you can hack them, you can turn them off. There's also gun turrets that you can turn off or even, point it towards the enemies. So you can do that, and if you have a strength augmentation, you can pick up those turrets and aim them at enemies, so it's all pretty cool.
And so what, do we have a release date information on this?
Yeah, August 23rd is going to be for the 360, PS3, and for the PC.
Awesome. Man, that's fantastic. I tell you what, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Super excited about Deus Ex. And meanwhile, let's take just a quick moment. We're going to head on over. You would not believe how many tweets I've gotten begging us to get over to Uncharted 3 is what people want to see. But first, we got to thank our friends over at Squarespace. Squarespace is the fast and easy way for you to have a blog, a portfolio, any kind of website. They've got bazillions. That's a technical term. Bazillions of templates, all of which look amazing. And you know what I think is... To tell you how good the templates look,
yes.
My friend, Jeff Cannata, put his main website, jeffcannata.com, he actually used one of the default templates, tweaked it just a little bit, and within a few months,
he made the list of 100 site designs to be inspired by.
Wow.
Like, he now has an award-winning design on his site because of the templates in Squarespace.
If you want to set up your own site, if you want to set up a fan site for video game, if you're a huge fan of Rage's Paycheck.
Oh, tell you what. Rage'sPaycheck.squarespace.com.
Set it up now, people.
You don't need a credit card. All you got to do is put in your name, your email, and a password. You're live with Rage'sPaycheck.squarespace.com, where you can go ahead and tell the backstory, put in some screenshots, all at Squarespace. If you go to squarespace.com/twit, squarespace.com/twit, sign up for your free 2-week trial, and yeah.
And your data's portable.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. You can import it from your WordPress. You can, you've got the widgets. The social widgets are fantastic.
And if you know CSS, if you know HTML,
oh, yeah,
you can customize your site even further. But if not, don't worry. It's all right there for you.
Yeah, if you're a total idiot or you're a super genius, you're covered. Either way,
Squarespace
with
got
Squarespace.
Your back.
All right, let's go check out Uncharted 3. And I'm sure you guys have already checked out the cinematic trailers. You can go to YouTube and check out Uncharted 3.
Drake's Deception.
Drake's
what do you think
deception?
Drake's deception is?
Is that it's secretly Rage's paycheck. That's the deception.
Is Drake secretly a woman?
Yes. It's about the feelings of a woman trapped in a man's body.
How is Drake deceiving us?
And finally he has to come to grips with a very harrowing choice. Yes. And face Drake's deception. We're going to see if we can get hands-on. Now this looks like...
It looks better than
this looks
Uncharted.
Suspiciously like multiplayer. Is this
yes,
multiplayer?
Oh yeah, multiplayer is a big aspect of Uncharted 3.
I bet it wasn't in the first two, was it? So, I'm sorry, what were you saying? That's new this time is the multiplayer?
I believe it's new this time. You know, I didn't remember playing it in the first two games.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it at all.
We can stand on the side, but you can't interview or show them.
Don't bother the talents.
You just show the game.
The cyber athletes. Leave the cyber athletes
alone. It's very
alone.
Interesting this year. I'm noticing a trend.
They are very strict, very, very tight on their media management.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to get up close and personal. Take a look at Drake's
Deception.
So
here we're looking at Drake's Deception.
So it looks like you can see all four of these. It looks like they're all playing in sync. I assume that they're all about to start playing. I guess it's cooperative multiplayer. Is that what it is? Is it co-op?
You know, that's a good question. If only there was someone on camera we could ask these questions to.
Well, if only we could bother the cyber athletes and ask them. Here, let's get one of these guys.
I don't think I can be on camera.
What do you want to ask?
We just want to ask somebody who knows about the game and can answer questions, because we're asking them to each other, and that's not working out so hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Hold my mic and I'll ask them.
All right, there we go. So we'll handle that. So it does appear these guys have to be playing co-op, because we've got four players and they're certainly not shooting each other.
I see some Undervalley coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's in there?
This is co-op.
Okay, so I've just been told that... We're seeing cooperative multiplayer down here on the bottom,
Okay. Competitive
multiplayer up on the top.
Oh, that's great.
Now, apparently multiplayer in Drake's Deception was first introduced in Uncharted 2.
Okay.
So Uncharted 2 was the first Uncharted game to have multiplayer. Uncharted 3, however, co-op and competitive.
No, I wonder how much of them pushing the multiplayer aspect here has to do... I mean, obviously it's novel and is a big part of the game, but I would imagine that it's hard... to give people the single-player experience because it's such an immersive story and you get all the way sucked in with the plot elements, it's hard in a place so loud like this to really find yourself in one of those deep stories.
You know what vibe I'm getting a little off the multiplayer? Not the same perspective, because here we're third-person. You know what this reminds me of a little, though?
What's that?
Kind of like GoldenEye.
You know what? I can totally see that.
Which is a good thing.
Well, I like the fact that that you'll notice that it's measuring success in dollars in the corner here for the co-op.
Isn't that how life measures success, Brian?
You know what? I think, you know, dollars are like life's points.
That should be the quote of the day. Dollars are like life's
points.
When
I die on my tombstone, you could put Brian Brushwood, high score.
Yeah.
$256
are like life's points.
Cents. It looks good. Actually,
no, it looks
it's
great.
One of those things where
over the years, all these little things that we start to take for granted, the fact that when the camera pans, you're able to see slight motion blur, the tracking, the camera angles, the auto camera works so much better than it used to. And, of course, the animations, all are good. And the sound design, as we were talking earlier about Battlefield 3, it is amazing just to see how far games have come.
Now, and I'll tell you, what I like about the Uncharted series is it's one of those games that when you get that, call off your weekend plans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And with cooperative and competitive multiplayer, it just really further extends the replay value. Because I'll tell you, I love me some L.A. Noire. I wish L.A. Noire had multiplayer.
How would that be, though?
I don't know. Because I like having something I can go back to once I've finished the game and just keep playing endlessly.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's one of those things that they nailed with Portal 2, because after you finish the single-player game, you got a completely different, completely separate experience with the multiplayer co-op. I tell you what, one of the other things that are exploding on my tweets is requests to see Skyrim, Elder Scrolls Skyrim,
and we will
which
see
I saw very briefly on the upper screen over there.
Remember that, and we should go there right after we leave the booth, after we check out some Twisted Metal.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think it's actually here in the PlayStation.
Is it in the PlayStation booth?
Well, that's where the ads are for it.
Okay.
And I don't know if we can get hands-on for it here, though.
Well, let's see.
So it might be behind closed doors. We'll go ahead and start exploring over there. No, that's all right. Let's go over to Skyrim. Everyone wants Skyrim.
Let's go
anyway.
Skyrim. Yes.
Oh yeah. We Skyrim's totally behind closed doors. We're going to see if we can get in. We're going to have John talk to them. We'll see if we can get somebody to answer some stuff. But meanwhile, they're showing the cinematics for Rage. This is actual gameplay footage of Rage.
Not to
from
be confused
id Software.
With Rage's Paycheck.
Not Rage's Paycheck. But this is the actual game of Rage. And I'll tell you, they did a really smart thing with Rage, releasing the iPad game last year. Number one, because it was really impressive use of iPad's technology.
I know you just missed me.
And then, but then also, because it gave me just a taste of the aesthetic for the actual game. This is cool. Rich, detailed environments.
Those are the best kind.
They really are.
Everyone shows up to question someone. Next thing you know, they're gone. Just gone.
In fact, you know what we're going to do? And we should tease this right now for Fridays at the controls.
What's that?
We're going to watch. We're going to go long Friday. We're going to do our E3 wrap-up. We're going to do the normal show. And then here's what we're going to do, because we're going to separate it, because I know we had some problems with YouTube before.
Right.
But we're going to have sort of, let's have like a game trailer footage-a-thon.
Yeah.
And let's just sit there and talk about.
Brett, bust out the popcorn.
Yeah, and we'll just sit there and watch and discuss with everyone.
I'm down with that.
Live
That'd be
on
awesome.
Twitch. So Friday on At the Controls, anything we didn't cover today?
Absolutely.
We'll will stay in that studio.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to not get totally sucked into this. It has such that it's like the aesthetic is very similar to a BioShock or a Fallout, but I love the color palette. You know, these rich, vibrant reds. It's not that washed out gray that you see with a lot of the post-apocalyptic games.
No, I mean, definitely is very lush and rich looking.
Well, let's keep on heading around here.
Let's keep on looking for some companies that want to show us their games.
Yeah, boy, this is what a bizarre. You come all the way over to Los Angeles, set up a multi-million-dollar booth, and then close the doors. What's up with that?
I'm not sure. It's an interesting business strategy.
So, and of course, as we get out to the fringes, we get to a lot of the smaller booths. Some stuff that maybe our
bouncy castle,
it's a bounce house. There's a bounce house.
I'm not even sure what that's promoting.
They're having a children's birthday party.
Adults can go
adorable.
In those too, Brian.
This is ingenious. What is this promoting?
Their castle building game. An element to our game is castle building, so we have a castle here.
This is awesome. You jump around, you feel like a kid again.
It's awesome, but I've been doing it for hours on end, and my legs are like shaking.
It's good exercise, though.
It's great exercise.
So when you say, what is the name of your castle building game?
Prime World. It's actually PvP. We also do battles, but castle building is just one fun little element to it.
Okay, so then you build castles, and then you smash other people's castles.
That's right.
And then you bounce inside their castles, and you're like, I won.
Every castle has one of these.
That's awesome. All right, well, we'll check it out.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay, and I'll be back to bounce in the bounce house. And then there's going to be a magician. Let's keep on. First of all, actually, I do want to stop by with our friends over at Razer. We saw them over at CES, and they have some really impressive tech. I don't know if they're showing off anything new here at E3, but at CES, they had this basically netbook-sized laptop with a fully LED keyboard. It was an LED LCD keyboard to where, like, you were able to completely move elements of the user interface from a World of Warcraft down onto the keyboard. So instead of seeing buttons that you're waiting to charge on your screen, you would see physical buttons on the keyboard that you could press to cast different spells. And they also had the Sixth Sense controller, including a special version of Portal 2 designed just for the Sixth Sense controller. So let's see if these guys, here we go. And over here they've got their mice, of course. This is the bad boy right here. We'll wait for the camera to get over here. We'll take a look at this. See if we can get something right over here. So if you get it shot from overhead, you can see that all of the keyboard buttons are currently lit with numbers and letters, but they can be replaced instantly by software controlled to media buttons, to different spells that you're casting during the game, any of that stuff. What else? Are we getting more requests over the Twitter feeds?
We're getting more requests. People want us to do something on Saints Row the Third. I think we're going to have to save that for Friday because it's in the other hall.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Battlefield 3, we weren't...
You know what? I stood in line, and unfortunately, yeah. I got handed off to enough people that nobody knew who I was by the end, and so I ran out of time. I went and saw The Old Republic instead, which I'm very glad I did. Star Wars The Old Republic's looking fantastic.
Yes, people are saying that they hope we took a look at that.
Yes,
and you did.
Yes, I will. We'll talk about it.
And we'll talk about that Friday. He'll never shut up about it. I mean, even after it shipped.
I don't know. It was all right.
It'll be five or 6 years in. It'll still be the Old Republic, dude.
Let's keep making it around. I don't think we visited the folks over at Sony Online just yet.
Yes, let's go over there so I can deal with my former
obsession. You know what? Actually, I do want to take a moment over here. They have the Indiecade over here.
Yes.
This is one of the things that, what the heck am I looking at?
That's freaking me out, man.
That person. Where's Brent? Brent, come here. Don't disturb him. Don't disturb him. Don't disturb him. Brent. It's alive. I don't know what it is. Approach slowly. Approach slowly, Brent. Do not disturb it. What is it? What is happening? I'm afraid he's going to shout boo when I least expect it. What is happening? I've got to ask them what this is. That's not a statue. I want to try it. What is happening? I want to see what he's seeing. What is happening?
I don't know.
What is this booth? I don't know if he's doing anything or not. Here, I'm going to ask this guy as soon as he's done helping him. He's putting on some kind of device.
It's a good thing that's a peripheral. I was really afraid it was going to be some cover of a facial deformity and we were going to feel like terrible people. I was really worried for a second.
But now you've painted that picture. Congratulations.
I'm thinking Metallica's one video.
This is unreal. So you put...
Okay, cool. So
I want to know... Okay. Here's the thing, though. I would expect it would have lenses, but it doesn't look like there's lenses in there or anything.
I don't know what's in there. Maybe it's a sound game.
I'm going to ask. Can I ask you about this? This is visually arresting, and I have no idea what I'm looking at. But what is going on here? By the way, I'm Brian. What's your name?
Brian, I'm Robin.
Robin, where are you from, Robin?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, get out of town. I'm from Austin, Texas. Yeah.
You there now?
Yeah, I sure do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just out past, I buy the Nutty Brown Cafe.
I don't know where that is.
It's out towards Dripping Springs.
I live right off South Lamar. I live South Lamar and Manchac.
Oh, yeah, I used to live right around that area. I got shot in a drive-by. It was a pellet gun drive-by, but it was a bunch of teenagers. Oh, yeah, what is this? Is this a visual interface?
No.
You can't see anything inside of there. This is an audio-only game. It's an experiment in immersion. Professionally, I'm a sound designer for games. And so what I'm asked to do is bring the immersion, is bring whatever it is that makes people not realize it but feel transported. This is pure that.
This is brilliant. Can I try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what is the object of the game?
Well, let me show you the... what happened here?
That's all right. I'll let you get it. I'll get it worked out. There it is. It's just super bright.
So, the object of the game sets you underwater, so deep underwater there's no light, and there are sea monsters. And the sea monsters are going to get you, and you're going to defend yourself. And eventually you're going to die.
Okay, but
this
my
terrifying.
Goal is to... This is a horrible idea for a
this
game.
This sounds scarier than Wampus was.
Well, joystick.com called it the scariest game ever.
Okay, I'm in. All right.
It is E3, so the noise level... Oh, I'm sorry there. The noise level here is a little louder than I'd like. Let me clean this off first.
Sure. Thank you. It's courteous. They even clean it for you. That's amazing. See, and the experience of walking around the corner, and I don't know if this guy can hear me at all, but like... I just see him totally, totally still, not moving, and I'm like, well, he's obviously playing a game. And then he's not even playing a game. There's just words on the screen. I'm like, what is happening?
Okay, so is this game currently available online?
It is never going to be available commercially.
Ah.
It's an art project, and it's the first in a series of experiments I'm doing on immersion. I need to dry it off first so you don't get all sweaty, grossy face. Yeah, it's the first of a series of art projects I'm doing, experimenting on immersion. I'd love to make money off of it, but you know, it gets me attention, but it's not going to make money itself.
Do you see yourself giving it away, maybe with instructions for how to make your own, or just give away the source code?
No, it's Well, I host it at certain museums, like it's at Baby Castles in New York. We're going to have it as a semi-permanent installation inside a coffin there. So, things like that, you know? In terms of private ownership, I'm not sure. Actually, I mean, if you want to own a copy, I'm working on another project right now. It's the second in this series. There you go. Can you see anything?
Brian really wants to play this game because he's willing to mess up his hair for it.
So, I'm working
That's
on
how you know how
in
intrigued
series,
he is.
And one of the things on the Kickstarter is to have a copy of this. Yeah. Let's see. Let me put on the headphones.
All right, you got it.
Oh, did you read the instructions?
No, what did I do?
Sorry?
What did I do?
Oh, did you read the instructions? No. Let me take off. Do you know what? I'll just explain it.
Yeah, just tell me.
Okay. So the first thing you're going to hear is a sonar tone off in the distance. You're going to rotate left and right and shoot at the sonar tone.
All
right. And when you shoot, you reload and you can't move while you're reloading. But once you've shot the sonar tone, that's going to start the actual game.
All right.
You're going to hear sea monsters in the distance.
I got to shoot the sea monsters.
Right.
Got it.
They may be hard to hear because it's E3 and it's pretty loud.
All right.
But listen very carefully. Here's the most important part, though. Watch your breathing. Because the more heavily and deeply and frequently you breathe, the harder it is to hear where anything is.
So there's microphones listening to me breathe?
Exactly.
Ah, that's weird.
Yep. So, and you'll see how that interferes with the gameplay. If you breathe, you can't hear a thing. Last thing you need to know is the game ends when you die.
All right.
Great.
I don't know how compelling video this will be, but I'm excited.
No. I mean, he'll hear both.
Brian Brushwood
it'll mess him
playing
up a
an
audio-only
game.
See, the bottom dial there shows his rotation, and you can see when he fires. The top dial shows the location of the monster, and it blinks when the monster speaks. When the monster speaks, he can hear where it is, and depending on whether he's breathing or not, if he's making much noise, he may or may not hear the monster. Right now, he's just trying to shoot the sonar. Once he shoots that sonar, the game's going to properly begin. There, I think that's probably... No, he just missed it. So at this point in the game, he's probably receiving verbal instruction, telling him that he's missing it, you know, just to help him understand. Because he's deprived of his main sense, so we have to really ease people into it. And even then, some people still have difficulty because it is a very strange game.
Now, coming up here before the day is through, we're also going to hit Sony Online Entertainment and Nintendo.
Oh, that isn't...
intense.
Yeah. I could keep on playing, but I know we're short on time. Okay, so that is phenomenal.
Now,
that,
people are tweeting at us, watching this thing. They want to be able to get this commercially or check it out.
I would love to make money off
Yeah.
it, but the thing is, one unit costs a lot to
make. Yeah, yeah, right. yeah. Yeah, we'll give out your info, Brian.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's your Twitter?
At RA Game Sound.
RA Game Sound?
Yeah, and this is actually, like I said, this is the first in a series. The second has a Kickstarter open right now. It just opened today.
Well, that's fantastic. We got to have you on. One of the things that I really dug was that the fact that it listens to your breathing and amplifies whatever I would exhale, you hear all the bubbles going up around. And when you inhale, you hear yourself inhaling. What a neat idea. So how did you get tied up with the Indiecade? How did you show up here?
Well, I submitted to Festival last year, but the game was too early in production, and it was a little unpolished. But I submitted again this year, and they'd heard about it from South by Southwest, where it won the Innovation Award at the Independent Propellers. And so they brought it here, and I'm glad they did, because it's. I mean, I think Indiecade is really the right festival for this kind of project. Indiecade is, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's what a neat idea. Thank you so much, Robin. Yeah, definitely let me get your card.
There is all the Kickstarter information.
Right on. Yeah, so the Kickstarter is / Project Synapse. Is that what it is?
You go to the bit.ly short for Kickstarter is kck.st/Project Synapse.
Okay, I'm sure in the chat room they've already found it and are throwing it around. What a neat idea. Thank you so much, Robin. That was a real treat. I'm not kidding you, man. I wish that I had the time. I mean, I just knew that
if it was worth messing up your hair for, you
I know,
must really want to
check it out.
My hair
is totally messed, isn't
it? No, it's fine. Now, we have some requests on Twitter. People want to see us in the Bouncy Castle. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll be able to get to that today.
I don't know that that's
going to
happen.
But right now, we're going to head over back to Nintendo and check out Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's right. We did make a promise.
Now, here's the thing. Brian and I are still at the show tomorrow. We're not live streaming tomorrow on Twit, but we're still going to be here. So if you're at E3, feel free to come up and say hi to us. If you have game requests you want to make sure we check out, keep tweeting at us. Friday on At the Controls, we're going to get to everything we didn't cover today.
Is this it?
That's Payday the Heist.
Oh, I thought it's not Rage's Paycheck.
It's not Rage's. There's Rage here.
There's Payday.
I can see where you could confuse.
So what movies, if you went to Netflix.com/Twit and you signed up for a free 30-day trial and you wanted to watch a random instant stream movie and you typed in the word Rage Paycheck, What movies do you think will come up? Probably
Payback.
Payback for that's the Mel Gibson one, right?
Paycheck with Ben Affleck.
Yep. Probably Rage.
The Rage Carrie 2.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
But you see, that's just the great part about Netflix instant streaming is not only are you subscribed for the service where you can get DVDs and Blu-rays in just one business day, thanks to all their distribution centers. By the way, there's BioShock Infinite right there. Yes. But there's also tons, thousands and thousands of movies available for instant streaming. Not only movies, but television shows as well. You can watch them on your Nintendo Wii, your 360, your PS3, your iPad, your iPhone, your computer. If you're like me, if you got a giant screen and you're able to just sit there at your computer, watch movies, then all of it available, and you can do it completely for free. 1 month free.
By my calculations, if you don't have it, what are you waiting for?
You can easily watch 387 movies in the 30-day free trial.
And still have time left over.
You can't eat, sleep, or do anything else. And you probably have to have multiple computers open simultaneously. There's no reason that you can't see a ton of movies at absolutely no charge, because the folks over at Netflix, they know once you get a taste of it, you are going to be sucked in and you're going to become a fanatic just like we are. So head on over to Netflix.com/Twit. Sign up for your free 30-day trial. BioShock Infinite looks amazing. we're live. Oh, thanks so much. So we're going to make our way over to
Nintendo. Checking out Skyward Sword, The Legend of Zelda, which, now let me explain while Brian gets his photo taken with the fan. Why we didn't get it before, we were given a guided tour of the Nintendo Wii U, which, if you were watching, and I hope you were, was very promising. Then we were ushered over to a private area to check out some new 3DS games, which are actually surprisingly pretty good. I know a lot of people complain about the quality of a lot of the 3DS launch titles. We were very impressed with what they had to show there. At that point, we were a little Nintendo'd out, and we forgot, huge Legend of Zelda game, Skyward Sword.
Before we do,
They say we could get an over the shoulder of Twisted Metal if we want to take
we
a look at that.
We can get an over the shoulder.
Yeah, I have to look at myself. That's what they're saying. If we want to get quick footage of Twisted Metal before
Twisted
we move on
Metal,
over.
People wanted to see this. If you know Twisted Metal and you love Twisted Metal, this.
Is this it right here?
Now, Twisted Metal is a great example of a franchise that was run into the ground,
took some time off,
and then came back as a reboot.
It's got to lay down, hibernate,
it's the new trend in video games.
Wake up.
We come up with a great first game, we run it into the ground, make you wish it would go away, take it away for a while, then bring it back.
You know what? That's okay, because then it's a reboot at that point.
And they can reflect on everything that worked and everything that didn't.
That's got to be a pattern that a lot of these franchise developers love because it allows them to milk as much cash as possible out of a franchise, let it die, and then resurrect it from the dead.
So if we're to make predictions now about E3 2014, I'm thinking the triumphant return of Guitar Hero.
Oh, of course. And Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
And 3D will be huge
in
2014.
After it's been run into the ground, then people get nostalgic for it. But you know, Twisted Metal, I really like. And I got to say, just looking at this here, this looks fantastic for a Twisted Metal game. I mean, if you were just looking at this, I would think I was looking at a Need for Speed or Gran Turismo. I mean, this looks sick. And I mean sick in a good way.
Yes. I mean, you are a sick, twisted person. If you're, wait, is that the Ghostbusters car?
No, it's similar, though.
Yeah, look at that.
This actually looks pretty good.
That's awesome.
I had medium hopes for this game, and I have to say this is exceeding my medium hopes.
And I tell you, all of these games get an instant major boost when you're actually in the room playing with your buddies. It doesn't do it justice just to sit and watch, because that doesn't really capture the experience you're going to have when you get to totally laugh at your friend when you kill him.
Definitely. And I think this is where online play... Remember, when the last Twisted Metal games were around, online play, especially on the PlayStation, wasn't really there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the last Twisted Metal game was what, for the PS2 back in like 2004, 2003?
Yeah, was it Twisted
Metal,
Metal
Black?
Black? Yeah, that was back in the day.
So now with PSN back up, God willing.
For the moment.
Up, for the moment. Up. I mean, I think online multiplayer with this could be huge.
That looks phenomenal. All right, let's go check out
Let's go check out Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yes. So how big of a Zelda fan have you been over the years?
I love the first Zelda game.
Yes.
That was probably, like, my first favorite game.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Probably, Minor 2049er was probably my first favorite game.
Oh, my gosh. Minor 2049er
for the
Apple IIe was
awesome. Never beat that on the Atari 400 or 800.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I'd say after that, my first favorite game I remember was The Legend of Zelda. Now, Legend of Zelda 2?
Yeah.
That was a tough game.
Yeah.
I beat it, but, man, that was hard. I didn't like it.
It was a little bit out of your range.
A Link to the Past... It's a shame it was on a Game Boy because I didn't want to make that commitment to playing it there. Since then, I've liked a lot of the Zelda games, but I've never been as hardcore as I was about the original.
Does it ever tire you to be like, and it's, or do you just love the familiarity of it?
See, it's tough because the 3D ones have never grabbed me out of the 2D ones.
Dude. Yeah.
You know? I mean, really, with the first one with the overrepresented, which is why I like Link to the Past, because Link to the Past was like the original.
Right.
You know, in terms of the top-down perspective. Now, however, what's important to note, this is the 25th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda.
I cannot believe it's been 25 years.
We are getting old.
We are old. No getting about it.
Remember the Nintendo commercial with the rap song about Zelda?
Yes!
And had the dude screaming, Zelda!
I remember they had to, like, explain the concept of essentially what an RPG was at the time.
Yes.
They called it, like, a game without end.
Now... Oh, John is over there, apparently.
All right, let's see. We got John over here. We're going to see if we can actually get hands-on with Zelda Skyward Sword. So I guess the demo that they have right now, it looks like they have three different things you can choose to play on the demo. Did they give a release for Skyward Sword?
I believe later this year.
Okay.
And they announced they're going to be doing a series of live concerts.
Oh, that's right.
And that was kind of nice day. I liked how they have the orchestra there. I liked how they had the choir.
It was classier than I thought it would be.
What did you expect? It's Nintendo. It was classier.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we're talking about, you know, Nintendo's the home of, you know, giant, colorful children's
games. But
there
was no confetti at the end.
Yeah, what was up with that? We kept
seeing weird.
Little bits of confetti fall down.
These are the things that keep me up at night.
I know, unfortunately. But, like, you know, I don't even know that we necessarily have to get hands-on. It seems like we're getting the bulk of the experience from
watching
over
the
shoulder. But, again, I'll tell you, this is all, because it's coming out this year on the Wii, boy, the Wii is really showing its age with those artifacts on there. The fact that it's not in HD, you could definitely tell. But again, you know, the Wii games have always been about the fun factor. It's always been about the experience, not so much about the graphics. And I'm sure this will be much in the same vein. Yeah, a lot of people are sending us tweets to at Glenn Rubenstein, at Schwood, asking for the PS Vita. Let me tell you, that thing is under lock and key. They are not letting anyone's hands on it, and certainly not with the television camera around.
Plus, I feel like today we're getting a little bit of a pushback because I feel like we're showing up with the camera and the production and whatnot. I feel like we're catching people off guard. Maybe they're afraid they're being Michael Moore.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what? Maybe we are being Michael Moore. What do you have to say about that? Why is it that your video game is ruining children in America? All right, let's head out. Let's see if there's any other place, maybe some on the fringes here. I see in a few other places that we haven't visited
yet. Sony Online Entertainment supposedly empty.
SOE?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's near
SOE,
here.
They just had some major closures. They shut down some
Maybe
operations.
That's why it's so empty. There's no one left to work the booth.
There's nobody there at all.
There's no one there.
Capcom, of course. Dead Rising 2. I would have thought they'd be on, like, more than 2 by now.
Now, this game we're excited about.
Which one? Payday?
Payday.
Let's take a look here.
Payday is cops versus robbers.
Oh, this is the one that's like Left 4 Dead, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
But cops, robbers.
Okay, so the idea is
team-based combat.
Cooperative, similar to Left 4 Dead. And I guess your robber's pulling off a heist, and then once you escape, you have to get past wave after waves of cops, not unlike zombies.
Now, would you say this is a heist gone wrong?
Gone right, if you pull it off.
Yes.
Look, there's going to be collateral damage. These are bad guys. You got to collect the money. You got to collect Rage's paycheck. This is great, though. I love the idea behind this one.
Definitely.
So I want to see, I'm sure they'll actually show us from the beginning.
They've got some...
Or actually, we got gameplay over here. Let's take a look at the actual gameplay. So again, we got everybody. We got, looks like 4 players here.
I've mentioned this before. I know when we talked about this in our E3 preview show. I love bank robberies.
Oh my gosh. I love heist movies.
Yeah, I love heist movies.
I love actually robbing banks.
You know, what's your favorite heist movie of all time?
You know, I think the original, I mean, not the original Ocean's 11, but the first remake, I thought was underrated. I thought it was really good. Ocean's 11. I thought it was predictable, it was cheesy, but it was also a lot of fun.
You know what my favorite is of recent years?
Is which one?
My favorite, Inside Man.
I've never seen that one.
How have you not seen Inside Man?
I'm sorry.
That's an awesome movie. No, totally.
It is awesome.
Random people are like, agree. Inside Man, how have you not? You know, I think it's available on Netflix. Netflix Instant.
I'm going to have to watch Inside Man.
Inside Man is fantastic.
So I like the fact that I guess there's multiple phases to it. You first got to, there's a lot of cop killing going on here. That's definitely unrepentant bad guy cop killing. And those cops definitely do not appear to have any kind of protective armor. So I wonder if similar to in Left 4 Dead, you have the specialty zombies. I wonder if they have specialty cops with, like,
and
special
just,
abilities.
Just to point out, for anyone that's curious, PS3 and PC.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because this is the type of game that I could see myself playing on either or both platforms.
You know, I wonder if they'll, I don't know that we could expect it the way we got with Portal 2 all the time. But that would be fantastic if it was a case where when you bought one, you automatically got the other as well.
I'm just looking at this.
Sitting down.
And
squatting down, taking her
it's
easy.
It's rare that I have this reaction from looking at a game, but I'm just looking at this.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
I'm in.
You know, I wonder if it's intentional that it reminds me a lot of the set during that last scene in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Right there, when he walks through the metal detectors.
Well, there are only so many different ways you can do a bank.
I know, but that really... That's got to be intentional. All right, let's take a look at some of the other stuff.
No,
this
I mean,
is
this
cool.
Looks...
I am in. I did not expect to be so taken by this.
I mean, the concept had me, but now just seeing it.
Yeah, the execution.
Like, Gotham Imposters,
awesome.
I thought, was like a pretty good delivery.
Yeah, but when you see
delivery,
the way they did it,
but
no.
But with this, though,
yeah.
this this is A+ on the concept, just seeing the way they're delivering it.
Yeah.
Goth of Imposters, B+.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess you played it, so yeah. You would know.
It's not as smooth as I would like it to be, but this looks really smooth.
All right, you want to walk inside Capcom? We'll take a look over
here. You want to do that?
You know what I love? I'm not going to deny it. There are these moments I feel totally catered to as a gamer, and one of them is when they do these, like, for example, this environment right there. That is a real place from Street Fighter II that I remember, and having it be revisualized as a 3D environment, it's cool to go back to a familiar territory.
Capcom is a company that is very good about honoring their legacy.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, they're very true to the roots. They have attention to detail. Well, some might say that they're overly true to their roots because they just keep releasing expansions and revisions on the same games.
Can we come on in? Awesome. Here we go. We're going to go through.
Okay.
We're getting the star treatment over here. If we can figure out how to do it. Hi, how's it going? Hi, how are you doing? It's good to see you guys.
Are these games
Yes, thank you guys so much. So what do we want to see? Take us around here. By the way, introduce yourself to the nice people.
Hi, my name is Christine Converse. Work for Capcom.
That's right. And so what are you guys pushing the hardest this year?
Oh, gosh. We've got Street Fighter Cross Tekken, which is Cross the Line. We've got Dragon's Dogma, which is sort of like an RPG action adventure. And, of course, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. That is a four-player become a zombie or shoot zombies.
All right. I'm in for that. Let's go check out. Let's actually check out Resident Evil first, then.
Sure.
Take your time. Sure, yeah, you got it. We'll just sit and we'll talk to the nice folks in the meantime.
I would like to say, what a nice way to be treated compared to how we've been treated at so many other booths.
Welcome, open arms.
They open the rope for us.
This is the twit benefit and the twit curse, because that's how we roll. We come.
Some companies can't handle how real we keep it.
With the live view, and sometimes we knock it with a home run. Let's take a look. I am really curious about the Street Fighter Cross Tekken here. And you can see, like we were talking about, I love the fact that it's those familiar environments, familiar characters, new implementation,
and see,
gorgeous HD graphics.
And I look at it, and I hear Street Fighter versus Tekken, and that is Street Fighter versus Tekken.
It's exactly what you signed up for, right?
Interesting about it, though, is that it's more the Street Fighter approach than the Tekken approach in terms of the presentation.
All right, so we're getting close to the end of our coverage here. We're coming up on 6 o'clock.
But don't remember
that as soon as we're done here, we're going to go back to the cottage, and we're going to be having Ham Nation live. And then after that, I'm going to rush and see if I can find some Wi-Fi. And we're going to be doing NSFW tonight. A couple of special guests coming up. We, of course, want to thank our friends at LiveU for the coverage here. If it weren't for their bonded 6 different 3G networks, so it was Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T all making it possible. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the coverage. Hopefully everything, it seems like everything worked. Big thanks to everybody who is sending in your requests on the Twitter.
Thank you.
Of course, if you want to follow Glenn Rubenstein, that's GLENN, 2 N's in Glenn Rubenstein, and I'm at Schwood. You can catch us for At the Controls
Fridays, 4 o'clock on Twit.
With a jumbo-sized episode.
Huge.
This Friday.
So long, Ayaz is in for it if he thinks he's getting out of there at a decent time.
He's going to try moving us up. I think we do have somebody here for us. I must play Operation Raccoon City. It has been decreed. So we're going to go over here. I'm going to grab... Howdy, guys. I've been told I must play Operation Raccoon City.
Hey. How's it
going? Hey, I'm doing well. I'm Brian. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, awesome. So what's the biggest thing I need to know about Operation Raccoon City?
The biggest thing you need to know is that we're kind of changing up the whole way that shooter games work. There's a triple threat battle going on in Raccoon City. So basically, it's a three-way conflict between you who are playing as the Umbrella Corporation, the USS, which is kind of like an elite special force for Umbrella. And then they got some military spec ops going in there. And of course, you got your zombies and your BOW.
Of course. Yeah. Where would we be without the zombies?
It can't be a Resident Evil game without
them. Cool. Yeah, let me hop in here. Let me give it a try here. All right, and so obviously, what platforms can we expect to see this on?
You can see it on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Right now, we're kind of at the character selection screen. We have 2 new characters for E3. Just pick one of them. Her name's Four Eyes. Four Eyes is actually the field scientist, and you're gonna have 6 different character classes.
All right. So now what do I do? I selected Four Eyes.
Select Four Eyes.
All right.
Start button to ready up.
Yep. And then I hit the wrong button because I'm done.
Another guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. There you go. I'm out of there.
Okay, so I'm going to ready up these other guys.
All right.
We can get a four-player co-op game going here.
Now, this is all fast-paced action, right?
This is frenetic. It's super fast-paced. It's chaotic. There's a lot going on in this world.
Awesome, awesome.
But a team-based squad shooter.
Well, let me get Glenn to hold on to this microphone over here, Glenn, if you don't mind. And then keep in mind, we're almost out of time. This will be the last thing that we're able to get our hands on. We've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to wrap up. So I'm ready. How do I...
Cool. So they're going to...
All right, there we go. That's where he's over there. He'd be like, would you hop in the game? We got to kill. We got to play Raccoon City.
So right now they're readying up. This is the other new character for E3. Her name is Lupo. She's the leader of the Delta...
Her name's Lupo. She's the leader of the Delta team. The Delta team is the force that's gone into Raccoon City to kind of protect the truth from getting out about the T-Virus.
Ready? Okay. Yep. There
you go. Awesome. And so I assume pretty standard controls as far as...
To zoom in, you hit the left trigger. To fire, hit right trigger. Your right bumper is your grenade. If you want to punch someone in the face, it's the B button. Also, to use your special skill, you hit your Y button. And that's just pretty much it. Those are the main ones.
I'm down for it. And so where is Raccoon City?
Raccoon City is kind of set. It's a Midwest town. That's kind of as descriptive as it gets. Right now we're set in September 1998. You're going to notice gas prices are a lot lower if we get there.
That's awesome.
For one. And, you know, it's basically takes place in between Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3.
Awesome.
So you get to fill in that storyline. You get to sort of, create your own history. It's sort of like a game that's it's a spinoff in the Resident Evil lore, and that you can kind of shape the events that happen between there. Because now you're playing as the bad guys. That's the first time ever you can do that in a Resident Evil game.
That's cool. I like that. That's a nice twist. All right, here we go. So do we have an opening?
This is the opening cinematic here for this demo. And you'll notice very soon, if you guys have played 2 and 3, it's a familiar cinematic. It's got some interesting characters in it. You got your Claire Redfield and Leon S. Kennedy, of course. Some brand mainstays, pretty much. And they kind of get jacked up by this zombie truck driver here.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. So they've been split up. You're the umbrella. You're basically just the cleaning crew. You're tasked with making sure nobody finds out about this virus, and you're there to kill everybody. So now you're out. You see that Leon's escaped, and you're after everybody. And basically, we're going to just want to go through and kill everything in its path. If you look up over here, there's actually, you'll notice, the Raccoon City Police Department. And it's an iconic landmark that if you're a fan of Resident Evil, you'll know it. You'll love it. It's great. So I'm just going to rush over here. There's Leon.
Very intuitive. I mean, it's if you're familiar with most. Where do they go, jerks? What do I press to run? Press it down. There you go. Gotcha.
And then you hit the B button. There you go. You're doing some close quarter combat there. You can execute brutal kills too with the close quarter combat. So you hit the B button, and if you time it right. There you go. So right now you have a zombie shield. You're kind of against the car, but you can actually take a zombie, grab it around the neck, and use it to shield incoming bullets and things like that. And all you do for that is just kind of hold down the B button.
I think that's it on time. I think we're actually bumping up against Ham Nation now. Thank you so much, Eric. Fantastic. We'll see you again next year. That is it.
That is it for our day's coverage at E3.
We managed to hit both of the halls. The only things that we didn't get to are the ones that the man shut us out from. And, of course, we'll be covering those this Friday on At the Controls. Mm-hmm. Make sure to join us. Until then, I'm Brian Brushwood.
I'm Glenn Rubenstein. And should we go with our sign-off? Time enjoyed is never time wasted, especially when you're at the controls.
That's right. We got to say it together. At the controls. See you guys later.
See you soon.
Oh, fantastic.